We continue with the Ramban in the Emunah Bitochein, and here the Ramban now takes upon himself to explain the Hemshech HaPosuk in Tehillim. The Posuk is in Lamed Zayin Gimel. The entire piece that we are dealing with, a very long paragraph on this Posuk, is also mentioned in the Karakemach of Rabbeinu Bechai, and the Yesoid of the Ramban here is very critical in our daily lives. So, Ushnei ha'inyonim ha'ela. Ushnei ha'inyonim ha'ela shehein ha'bitochin v'ha'emunah hiskirom yachad v'posuk echad. K'moshe kosuv, as it says in Tehillim, betach ba'shem v'asei toiv, Shchein Eretz u'Re'ei Emuna. Re'ei comes from the word Re'eh or Re'ya. Either it means to shepherd Emuna or to befriend Emuna in a certain sense. As we will see later, the Ramban prefers the taich of Re'ei from V'haftol Re'acha Kamoicha. But we will explain what that's about a little bit later. The first thing we notice about this Pasuk is that Bitochon is mentioned at the beginning of the Pasuk, and Emuna is mentioned at the end of the Pasuk. And the Seder here is Bitochon and then Emuna, which is intriguing, because if Emuna is the father of Bitochon, so L'chaira Emuna should come first. Secondly, what is it in the Seder of Betach Ba'Hashem Va'asei Toiv? What is the significance of that Seder? That it doesn't say Asei Toiv u'betach b'Hashem, it says Betach b'Hashem va'asei Toiv. So there, in this question of why the exact Seder, first Betach b'Hashem and then Asei Toiv, the Ramban is ma'arich here, Dvarim Nifloim Yoit. Hiskirim yachad v'posuk echod k'mo shekosu Betach b'Hashem va'asei Toiv shchoin eretz u're'ei emuna. Hikdim lahazir al habitochin tchila, v'chakach al hamaisa hatoiv. He is makdim bitochin before asiya, before the maase hatoiv. Betach b'Hashem ve'asei toiv. So he wants to explain why. Why that seder bedafka? Lohidia shehabitochin hu sheyiftach boi. He should be boiteach in Hashem, sheya'azreihu la'asos mitzvosav. As we've mentioned many, many times before in the Shiurim HaMishle and in other Shiurim, even though we have a yesoid gadol in all in yonei yira shamayim, in asiyas hamitzvos, hakol bidei shamayim chutz mi yira shamayim, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not determine your yira shamayim and force you to be a tzaddik or force you to be not a tzaddik. It's up to you. We have the bechira, and it's our responsibility. Nevertheless, that does not in any way diminish another yisoid in yira shamayim and all that is related to yira shamayim, and that yisoid is siyata d'shmaya. Siyata d'shmaya is not a contradiction to akol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. It's a very, very important point. So in order that my asiyas mitzvahs are what they ought to be, I have a responsibility and a right to trust in Hashem's help, that He will facilitate my mitzvahs and make it easier for me and make the opportunities plentiful so that I should not stumble in my effort to do mitzvahs. So betach b'Hashem, says the Ramban, that asei toiv, in order for me to be able to do mitzvahs. Lohidia shehabitochin hu sheyiftach boi sheyazrehu la'asos mitzvos. Now the Ramban says, what would have happened if the Tehillim would write the opposite Seder, asei toiv u'betach b'Hashem? What would be our interpretation of that? And according to the Ramban, that would be an erroneous interpretation. That's why the Seder is what it is. Because if the Seder was the other way around, Ve'ilu omar asei toiv u'betach b'Hashem, ha'yisi oimer ki abitochin hazeh shehizu olov, hu nema al schar ha'maisa ha'toiv, v'loy al tzochei ha'olam hazeh, shutzarich aleihem lo azreyu ulasamchay. Vatzaloima hasibayis vahayinyonim hametaknim maisa hatoif. Al kain oma betchila betach ba Hashem, kloima sheyazov yismachoy selases cheftzayu mitzvaysov. Achak achoma vasei toif, kloima redoif acha hamitzvays vihishtad alasay soysom, vaal tisrashel milasis hatoif mepnei koitza yecholtucha, ki yismach oyscha viyazreka. The Ramban here says what the Pasuk does not mean, and then he repeats what the Pasuk does mean because of the Seder that it has. What does the Pasuk not mean? The Pasuk does not mean that I trust that Hashem will reward me for what I did. In other words, if the Pasuk would have said, and this is very important to the Ramban, this point, and he dwells upon it, if the Pasuk would have said, Asei toiv first, Asei toiv u betach b'Hashem, then the betach b'Hashem would have been interpreted to mean that I have done what I was mechuyev to do, and I believe and trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward me for it. So the bitachon is on the schar, and the Ramban says that cannot possibly be the right pshat, because we're not supposed to be preoccupied with bitachon for the schar. And let us see what is the pshat that I have to trust in Hashem, that I should not veer or eschew, avoid doing a mitzvah, because I have no confidence that I will have the support min hashamayim to be able to facilitate the mitzvah when things are not so obvious that I'll be able to accomplish it. Every person has barriers. Whether it's in learning, person wakes up in the morning and he feels lazy. He feels lazy. He feels tired. He feels bored. And he doesn't want to get out of bed to go to shul. So the betach b'Hashem is, you have to have an attitude that Hashem will give you whatever it is that you need to facilitate that chizuk, that enthusiasm, maybe even to provide you with cheftzei mitzvah. When you need a cheftzei mitzvah, a person doesn't know, me'ayin yovei ezri, where am I going to get my tzitzis, where am I going to get my tefillin? Poor people who don't have anything, how am I going to do the shidduch? And all of these things are mitzvahs ha'toyre, chayiv lahasiyah is benoi, right? One of the mitzvahs ha'bein that the av is mechuyiv to do is to marry off his son. So me'ayin yovei ezri. So the answer is, trust in Hashem, and you do what you can do. And Hashem will facilitate. That's the pshat of the pasuk. Hashem will facilitate it. But not do and trust that Hashem will reward you. That's not the pshat. And that's why the Seder is not that way. So he continues and he explains weiter. Zeu pirush betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. V'zoisi kavanosoi b'akdimoi tzivui bitochon l'tzivui ha'maisa ha'toiv. V'zeu ha'pirush toiv mima she'nemar ki ha'bitochon hazeh nemar al schar ha'maisa ha'toiv. He says, he's so emphatic about this that he repeats himself again and again, which is not typical of the Ramban. And he says, I want you to know that my pshat is the correct pshat. That what is the bitachon? It comes before the maisa. What's the point of the bitachon? That don't be afraid that you won't be able to do the maisa. Hashem will help you. So first, in order to be enthused and aggressive about doing the maisa hamitzvah, you have to have the bitachon first. Because you have to be able to say to yourself, I don't know how it's going to happen, but it'll happen. So it's ein gut. But he says, why is it not the pshat that the schar is going to come? Why can't I have bitachon that nemar al haschar hamaisa hatoiv? Sharei ein hefresh bein haboiteach boi sheigmaleu toiv b'shvil mitzvah she'asa u'bein haboiteach boi sheyiten loy she'ilosoi b'shvil tefilo she'espalu lefonov b'chol avovei b'chol nafshei. He says here an amazing thing. You know very well that we say in our davening elu dvarim she'ein lahem shir, and including that is gemilus chasodim and on, right? And one of those points that are positive, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you reward, by l'mazeh, by l'mabah, v'chulu v'chulu, keren kayemes, is iyun tefillah. So Tosfos asks right away, wait a minute, the Gemara says that iyun tefillah is not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. And this is exactly the chazal that the Ramban is now about to quote. Dovah zeh maskir oven, k'mosh amru razal. The Gemara says this in Brachos daf nun hei, and the Tosfos is in Rosh Hashanah, daf tezayin amud beis. And one of them is iyun tefillah.
So Tosis asks, wait a minute. Here the Gemara says that Ayin Tefillah is a bad thing. In the Eilu Dvarim Shein L'Mashiach, we say Ayin Tefillah is a good thing. So it's a stira minayuba. So Tosis answers, there's two kinds of Ayin Tefillah. And the Ramban also, the Ramban is explaining that this Ayin Tefillah means, I have absolute confidence of the perfection of my Tefillah, that Hashem must fulfill what I asked for. That is forbidden. It's forbidden. So says the Ramban, just a moment, I davened with tremendous kavana. I did. It was a beautiful tefillah. It's not the problem in the tefillah. The tefillah was perfect. And nevertheless, the Gemara says that I have no right to say because I davened such a beautiful tefillah, I can trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me whatever it is I asked. So then why is that any different, he says, than doing a mitzvah and trusting that Hashem will definitely give me schar? That's the Ramban's point. The Ramban brings in Ayin Tefillah as a proof that no matter how good you are and how well you performed and how much of a tefillah it was, no matter how successful the tefillah was, a person has no right to say, he owes me something. In the same way, he says, you can't say you have to get schar. So we ask ourselves a kasha. Doesn't it say in Pirkei Avos, v'neman ba'al melachtecha l'shalim l'cho schar pu'ulasecha? So the answer is yes, of course. It depends what you're saying. If you're saying that in principle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always takes your mitzvahs into account, of course, that is true. He's not like a boss who says, work for me like a slave, and I'll promise you all kinds of things, and in the end he doesn't deliver, and he gets all that work for nothing. Chas v'shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neman l'shalim schar pu'lasecha. Now the question is, how does that represent itself? So that's an abstract point. That's a principle that exists throughout. Hashem is Naaman. He's a trustworthy boss. But there's a very big problem. What about all the negatives? What about the cheshbon? How do I know that this particular mitzvah will result in a specific schar when ein ata yodeya matav scharin shal mitzvahs? And how do I know if I get it here or I get it there? So there's so many unknowns that I have no bitachon, unless it's in the very abstract sense, which doesn't really accomplish anything. So if it would have said, asei toivu betach b'Hashem, and it would mean, and trust that Hashem will give you the reward that you imagine you deserve for this mitzvah, that's just like Ayin Tefillah, the negative Ayin Tefillah. The good Ayin Tefillah is simply that you concentrate and you daven seriously. That's Ayin Tefillah. You ma'ayin in your words and you have proper kavanah. The bad Ayin Tefillah is the expectation that since your tefillah was perfect, Hashem will do whatever it is that you asked for. So he says this is the same like the bad Ayin Tefillah. Kloima shema'ayin bitfilosi v'ayma she'espalo tefillah shleima v'roi hu she'yitnu she'ilosu min ha'shamayim. And then he adds another point. What is this preoccupation with schar altogether? It's not such a good thing. Betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. If it would have said asei toiv u'betach b'Hashem, it would sound like schar is a very wichtig zach, and you should trust that Hashem will pay you. Don't worry. He says, I'm not supposed to be preoccupied with schar. Kvar hisker antignus ish seichai l'talmidov al tiyug avodim ha'misham shemisarav ha'manas l'kabo pras. Kloimar. Here the Ramban says something which is really mechudosh mi'oid for us, at least it was for me. The Ramban is teaching Antignus Ish Soicha in a very precise way. Normally, how do we learn Antignus Ish Soicha? That you should do l'shem shamayim. The reward comes, it comes. But I'm not doing things either because I'm afraid of a patch. I don't refrain from an Aveira because I'm afraid of a patch. I refrain from the Aveira because Hashem said no. Why do I do the mitzvah? Not because I'm going to get a reward, but because Hashem wants me to do the mitzvah. That's how we interpret Antignus Shishocho. How did the Ramban interpret Antignus Shishocho? Al Tiyu Ka'avodim HaMisham Shemes HaRav means that you're mishamish Hashem with the expectation of schar as a given. It's a different concept. Miyad. In other words, you have a precise notion, not an abstract notion. An abstract notion means, why am I doing the mitzvah? Because I know Hashem will reward me amply for it. Fine. But if you have a notion that he'll reward me now, and in this manner, and this is what I want, and this is what I expect, that is ma'orer kitruk. Because Hashem says, what are you, so perfect that you think you can order it like you order from a mail order? That you give me a list of things that you want, and I'm supposed to deliver it to you by your doorstep, with UPS, with parcel post? There's no such thing. So why? Because it's ma'orer da'averus. It says, you really are such a tzaddik? Let's take a look at the cheshbon. So just like Eon Tfilah is maskir avinos of shalodom, as the Gemara says in Brachas, so too, that kind of expectation of immediate resolution and immediate reward because of asiyas mitzvahs is also going to bring such a cheshbon to the front. And it's going to be maskir avinos of. So therefore, it's a very bad thing. It's meiridik that he teaches up antignush ish socho also in that way, which is a mechudush dikibshat. So he says, however, and it's very remarkable, the Ramban here tells us an aside, it's like a footnote that the Ramban is now about to say, and the Ramban's footnote is because he was afraid that people will misinterpret what he just said. He says, when it comes to tzedakah, you can make conditions. That's not called iyun tefillah, and that's not a problem of al tiyu kavodim amshamshin. But the Ramban's explanation is also very fascinating. He says, when a person gives tzedakah, he's allowed to say, al menas sheyichya bni. Gemara says, hanoisin selo l'tzedakah al menas, and he says, al menas sheyichya bni, o she eske l'chaye oylem abo, right? Hareze tzadi gomor. Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So the question is, how is it possible to say that? Isn't that like Iyun Tefillah? Isn't that like the bitachon that you're going to get schar? Al menas, it's like a t'nai. You're making a t'nai with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Einoi b'chlal hazeh. But it's interesting, his explanation. Ki mitchila, kishe'osa ha-mitzvah hazois, she'yesh reshus b'yodoi l'mayit bo'oi l'harbois. A person can give tzedakah to anybody, at any time, in any amount. So the fact that at this moment he's giving a certain specific amount gives him the privilege to ask. Very remarkable explanation of the Ramban. We would have thought maybe tzedakah is different because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Aser b'shvil shetis asher, ubechanuni no bazos, test me, so memelo, you see that tzedakah somehow is different than all other mitzvahs. But he says that's not the reason. The reason, because he doesn't quote that reason. He says, the reason is because since biyodo laharchiv olakatzeh lemait, so therefore whatever you give, you can definitely what? You can definitely attach its night to it. And it's einay doimel oichol matzah berav ha-pesach, ulukoyne lulav la'atzmai, ulishoymer shabbos, v'kayotze be'elu, sha'aleyem omer ha-kosuv betach b'ashem v'asei toiv. In other words, what he says is that tzedakah is different, but everything else, you're not allowed to anticipate and expect the reward to come, and therefore the pshat of betach b'Hashem as referring to the reward is not correct. So what is the pshat of betach b'Hashem? That's why it comes also first betach b'Hashem, and then the pasuk says v'asei toiv. Trust in Hashem that it will facilitate the possibility of doing the mitzvah properly. And don't get scared, and don't get frightened, and don't feel inadequate. That's the yesod of the Ramban. You should not feel inadequate, you should trust that Hashem will help you. V'oid, and he adds, she'i efshar l'farish b'shum panim b'Hashem, betach b'Hashem al schar shal mitzvah loy boi l'mazeh v'loy boi l'mabah, he says, if the Seder would be backwards, alright. But since the Seder is the way it is, you still want to touch it up wrong. You still want to say, Betach B'Hashem goes on the Schar? He says, what kind of a Seder is that? Hashem, I trust that you'll give me Schar, and then I'll do the Maisa. It's like, he doesn't even mention the Maisa. Well, he's already talking about Schar. It's just another reinforcement that you can't learn that pshat at all. V'achas shehizkah b'tochen shu'a olu, hizkah amuna shu'a ilah, v'omar shchein eretz ure'ei amuna. So he's very interesting. I would think that ilah comes before olu, but he is saying as follows. What's ilah cause? What's the background of b'tochen? What's the foundation of b'tochen? Emuna. That's what he said already about b'arichus. Emuna is the father of b'tochen. So why do we mention Emunah at the end? He says, because first we talk about the result, and then we talk about the origin. Is it always like that? That you talk about what comes out of the Emunah before you talk about the Emunah? But the answer is very partial. Because the idea of bitachon in the asiyas hamitzvah is the ikur nekuda that David HaMelech wants to say over here. So starting with emunah is like philosophy. It's like giving you the whole picture. But David HaMelech wants to focus. He says, you know, you're going to come to do a mitzvah, you're going to have a problem. The problem's not emunah. Of course he's emunah. But emunah is an abstract thing. I believe in Hashem, but what's going to be with me? I have no koichus. I have no talents. I have no capacities. I don't have the funds. Whatever it is. I don't have the ability to do the mitzvah. So was willst du von mir, Rabbeinu Shlom? I believe in you 100%. Aber kann nicht. So you have to really anchor yourself in the bitachon that Hashem will help you right now and facilitate the asiyas hamitzvah. This is the tshvok. This is the essence of the Ramban. So therefore, emunah hovers in the background, as it were. But the point that David HaMelech wants to make is, siyata d'shmaya, you can count on, if you want to do a mitzvah, don't run away. Don't be frightened. That's the yesod. Now he says as follows. Oid Omar, betach b'ashem v'asei toif. The Ramban is now going to make a point that he also makes beremez here, and beremez in his hakdama to Sefer Dvarim. We have a pasuk, and he doesn't mention the pasuk here, but it's the same point exactly. We have a pasuk that we say in Shir HaMalos, ki imcha haslicha lema'an tivarei. When you translate that pasuk and you look at it seriously, you think about it, the pasuk suddenly jumps up and starts screaming, what am I all about? What is going on over here? Why? Because what does the pasuk say? Ki imcha haslicha, you, Hashem, are capable of forgiveness. Laman, what does laman mean? In order that you should be feared. If somebody would tell you that you have a big stick, laman tivarei, you are kol yochel and you can tear the person to pieces and destroy his life. Laman tivarei. So we remember that and we remind ourselves of that to be afraid. If you could do a kaf aleim hakigigis, it's laman tivarei. But what is imcha haslicha laman tivarei? How does slicha lead to yira? It would seem to be almost the opposite. So what's the pshat? So the Ramban says in Beremes, in the Hakdoma, that Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim mentioned their averis and told them they're still around because HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave them, in order to give them the chizuk that they need, that they should not be misyayish and say, what's the point of trying to do mitzvahs? My goose is cooked anyhow. It's interesting that they mention a goose. Why not a duck or a chicken? Beisach nisht. But the expression is, your goose is cooked. It means you're finished already anyhow. What's the point of trying? What he means is as follows. If I thought that once I messed up, it's all over, what is the point of trying to do good? And the Yetzer Hara keeps telling me, all right, you lost your Olam Haba, so Chachik enjoy Olam Hazeh. And the Mela, the fact that there is no Slicha, leads ultimately to total licentiousness, to total abandon, Hefkerus. Because if, in fact, I'm going to jail, I might as well go, you know, have a good time until I get there. If I'm going to be Yerush Gehenim, let me already have a good Olam Hazeh, an enjoyable Olam Hazeh. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not seal your fate just like that. And there's always hope, and there's tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Saleach U'Meichel. That gives us the chance to say, Ei Bazoi, I'm going to try again. If there wouldn't be a Yom Kippur in the world, the whole world would be completely gone and forgotten. Would be lost. So that's the pshat ki imcha haslicha. And therefore it's shayach yira shamayim even for the chayte. He can start again. He can try harder. In this particular Ramban, in the Emunah Bitochin, he says as follows. Oid Omar, betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv, kloimar, af al pi she'ein biyod chamaisim, v'teida ba'atzmecho she'ata rosha. In other words, you're starting from a very bad place. You know that you messed up completely, and teda ba'atzmecha shata rosha. Im kol ze b'tach b'Hashem ki hu ba'al rachamim v'yirachim alecha. K'may shenema v'rachmav al kol ma'isav. Ratzaloymar, tzadikim u'rishoyim. It's amazing. It's amazing. He says, trust in Hashem that he'll have rachmanis on you anyhow. The amru b'sho sheben odom mitztayer shechino ma hi omeres kalani miroshi kalani mizroyi. Al kein oma b'tchilo b'tach b'Hashem kloimar bein shetiyah tzadik bein shetiyah rosha b'tach b'Hashem. What he's saying here is moisif on what I said in the Ramban in Dvarim. He says here that if a person trusts that Hashem is a rachman, that changes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude towards him, mineyu bei. Because the tzar that he has, that he messed up, that sense of regret, that sense of remorse that he has, that he messed up so badly in the eyes of Hashem, that gufa makes Hashem feel his desperation. And it's very interesting, Miroshi Mizrohi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a Roshi, doesn't have a Zroya. But it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels the pain of his distress, both in the conceptual sense of what he was meant to be and where he is now, and his sense of frustration and yiyush. And Mizrohi means in the Lamaisa Shabbai, he's going to help him. He feels his pain, that he feels desperate and helpless. Now he says an interesting thing. What happens if a person says, you know what? I trust that Hashem is going to forgive and forget. I had a tremendous maisa that I always tell over. In the summertime, we had a neighbor who was a Jewish fellow, married to a Jewish girl, and they had two children. And he forbade his children to play with anybody that was associated with us, and insisted that the children should play with the caretaker who was a guy and whose children were guy. In other words, a Yid insists that his children should dafka pay with the goyim a little bit further away, but chas v'shalom not with the frum kids, because what's going to happen? Hashpa ra. You understand? Hashpara. Maybe they'll become from. Maybe they'll go off the deep end. Anyhow, Bikitsa, I used to talk to him for hours and hours. L'chayra kemat to no avail. It's true, one thing I did accomplish. He didn't use his lawnmower on Shabbos. This I accomplished, but that's about it. And this is going on for years. Anyhow, I'm already in it's the winter time, 1 year, and I get a call that this person just had an aneurysm, and his besakonas nefashis mamish, and they rushed him to the hospital, and they're doing an operation, and someone suggested, one of my yedidim who knows him also, maybe we should say some tehillim for him. Okay? Anyhow, Bikitsa, he survived, and a few weeks later, when I felt that he could handle a call, I call him up. The first thing he says to me, he says, Rabbi, I told you that God is happy with me. You see? God likes me just the way I am. But the Efshe Chas V'Sholem gemeint as Mehotot Nahil Tshuva, that, you know, he was on the brink, so maybe he has a reorientation, Chas V'Sholem. No. Punk Fakat. He Hanoisenes. That's the biggest riot, that Hashem likes him the way it is. Look, he went into the Geah HaRegad, he came out intact. So Chas V'Sholem says, the Ramban, that's not what I mean, B'tach B'Hashem. That you should trust that Hashem forgives and forgets, and that whatever you do, He loves you anyhow. He loves you anyhow. No, it has to be Vasei Tov. You have to be good. So even if you trust in Hashem, you trust in Hashem that He won't smash you, you trust in Hashem that He'll give you another chance, you trust in Hashem that there's such an Inyan called Tshuva, which is a Chiddush Nifla, you know very well, Soloveitchik used to quote this over and over again, HaNefesh HaChotas, he Tomus. That's l'choyer what should be. If a person takes poison, and later he regrets that he took the poison, but he's dead anyhow. He's dead. He's going to die in an hour. All the regret in the world is not going to change the fact that the poison is working its way through his system. So if a person does Averis, why is it like that? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a tremendous chesed that he is saying, no, you can fix the poison. You have an antidote to the poison called tshuva. But to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ignores it and says, there, do whatever you want, I like you anyhow. The person's going to go around the whole day saying, Baruch Shalom said, HaBein Yakin Li Ephraim, Im Yelit Shashuim, Kimitei Dabri Boi. Zohar Eskerenu. It's good. Everything is good. Do whatever you want. Everything is good. I love you anyhow. I'm your tata, I'm your mama, do whatever you want, I'll still love you. No, you can't think like that. Dozok the Ramban. The Ramban says, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes me just the way I am, he says, that fellow. I'll never forget it. It was such an unbelievable, you know, when halachas and inyonim that you learn in Hashkafa come to life, it makes a tremendous roshim on you. So he says, Al yavticha cho yitzricho shaloi tirera. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Marich Rucha. It's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a long patience. V'govi delay. You know what he's referring to? That the Medrash says in a number of places, Kol Ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Yivatru Me'ayi. A person who says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always willing to forego and forget and forgive and you don't have to worry. It'll be alright. Yivatru Me'ayi, let your kishkes be forgotten. It's a psamod neloshon. But it's a curse. Ella, what is the right pshat? Marich ruche v'govi delay. Sooner or later, he's going to collect what you owe him. V'im yimcho l'cho pamachas u'beiz v'gimul k'may shenema hein kol eli yifal keil pamayim sholishim gover. As it says in the pasuk, nevertheless, it could be pamayim, it could be sholish, these psukim, of course, right away, you know they're from Eiv. Achar kach yifram imcho, but sooner or later, you'll pay the piper. What that means exactly, I don't know either. It's like the goose is cooked. Aba lemaisa, you'll pay. Valkein kishetirish umerachim alecha umemali mishalisecha azaitiyah sorich lasais toiv. So he says that another pshat in betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv, trust in Hashem that it's not all over and your goose is not cooked. It's not faun. But nevertheless, you have to do the proper tshuva, and you have to go back into the groove, and you have to do the mitzvahs the way you have to do them. V'chakach omar, shchoin eretz, kloimar. Now he says a very interesting pshat that has to do with a very famous Gemara and the Rambams that we were learning about Parnosa. He says, what happens if a person says, I trust in Hashem and I do mitzvahs, and therefore I don't have to do anything practical, I don't have to do anything pragmatic, no ishtadlus whatsoever. So he says, no, that you cannot do. Ula yal al datcha ba'omri asei toiv, shetoniach malachtucho v'asokecho shato oisikum ispanis bohem, v'tia misyorish loy tomuz barov. He says, maybe he's going to be so busy doing mitzvahs and avodas Hashem that he's going to end up totally impoverished because he doesn't do anything for himself. He has no parnasa, he has no concern for parnasa, and his misyare shalayomuz barov, and now he's afraid that he's going to die from hunger. Al kein oma shchein eretz, ratzaloymar, im kol ze shetase tshuva, v'tir dofachrei ha-mitzvahs al taniya chaye gufcha. You're not allowed to abandon yourself completely. Toiv shetoichas bezeh, v'gam mizeh al tanach yadecha. It's very interesting that he insists on saying a pshat in the pasuk and saying this is one man diomar as opposed to the other man diomar. The other man diomar, of course, is Reb Shimon ben Yochai. So he says this is the opinion of Reb Yishmael, and that is the recommendation of the word shchoin eretz. Hanheg mohem minag derech eretz. This is the famous Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed. Hey. The pasuk says in the positive part of Ahayim Shemaya that we say every day. Ahayim Shemaya Tishmu, if you'll be good, right? So Rabbi Shmuel says if it's in the positive part of Ahayim Shemaya, it must be a good thing. So the answer is, yeah, it is a good thing. Hanig Bahen Minag Derech Eretz. You're supposed to be farming, and you're supposed to be successful in your farming, and you're supposed to put your time into the success, because if you have a lot of crops, you're going to have to spend a lot of time harvesting, and before that you spent a lot of time plowing, and all of the other activities that you have to do, which definitely takes the normal person completely away from learning, which he can only learn with a chavrusa in the base medrash. So what's he going to do on the farm? I mean, maybe Yechidei Sgula, while they're farming, they can think all kinds of thoughts about Torah and mitzvahs and Yerushalayim. But the average person is busy and preoccupied. So is that permissible? So Rabbi Shmuel says, yes, absolutely. That's why the pasuk says, V'yasafta d'ganecha. Hanig v'hem minig derech eretz. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai disagrees, and he says, "Efsha adam chayrish b'shas charisha, v'zayreya b'shas zriya, v'koytza b'shas ketsira, v'dosh b'shas disha, v'chulu." He gives all the different aspects of the farming activities and points out that you could be busy with this day and night in the season, and the only time that you have free is the winter. So that's going to be a talmud chacham for them. Mr. Eisvach and Sezayin a talmud chacham. He says, "Toyra mateyolera." What's going to be with the Torah? Ela Bizman, so what does he say? It says, Duch Vasaftut Ganecha. So he says, it says Vasaftut Ganecha doesn't mean you should do it. Because Bizman, She Yisrael, Eisim, Ritzanya Shalmakim, other people will do it. As I point out, a good deal of farming today is accomplished by big machines. And the truth of the matter is, with a couple of people, you can farm huge tracts of territory. One day, those people will be replaced by robots. And that's not so far away from today. So a person could sit in the Beis Medrash Yoimim V'Laila and do all of his farming. So he says that's what a chat is. Today you have to do it. That's because you're not 100%. And V'asavtul Ganecha for you as a Loimei Torah is poison. Because you're not going to Shteig Ois the way you should. Because Torah Matei Oleh with all that Charisha and Zriya and Ketzira and everything else. Ela bizman sheyisrael oisim mitzvah nishol mokim lachdom nasis al yedei acherim shenem da v'omdu zorim v'rohu tzonchem uvnei nechor ikarechem v'karmechem. The pasuk says, a beautiful pasuk in Yeshayahu, that strangers will come and take care of all of this for you. Ubizman she'ein oisim mitzvah nishol mokim melachdom nasis al yedei atzmam shenem v'asavtut ganecha. So even though it's in the good part, but it's not totally good. Because there's an even better matzav. And that matzav is that others do it for you. So he says, "V'loy oid elishem aleches acherim nasis al yodcha." Not only is that bad that you have to do it for yourself, but you end up even doing for others. For avadata es ayivecha. So that's the worst part. So there are three madregas. You work for others and slave on their behalf. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you, sends you into galus, etc. And then there is the madrega that's in between, where you work for yourself, but you don't have a minute during that season to learn Torah, says Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And then there's the highest madrega, where you are free to learn, even as your work is being done by others. Omer Abaye, commenting on this machloikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Abaye says, Harbe osu ke Rabbi Shmuel va'ol sabi adam, to which famous taich of Reb Chaim Valojiner, that what's meant over here by Abaye is not that some were successful and some were not. He's emphasizing the word harbe. What is good for Yechidei Sgula is not necessarily a recipe for the average person. So if it's harbe, you're talking about the Hamon Am, they have to do like Reb Yishmael. Minig derech eretz. Don't go over the edge. But Yechidim, they are able to do the extreme that Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai expects of you. And whatever a person needs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will provide. So in other words, what is the Ramban saying here in his own way? That even with all of your bitachon, etc., you have to do your hishtadlus in a normal oifen, and not say, I'm going to spend my entire day and night and my life doing just mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim and neglect my fundamental responsibilities for myself and for my family. By the way, the point of the Lashon of Minig Derech Eretz is a very interesting Lashon. Derech Eretz has many different meanings. Sometimes it means respect, you know, have Derech Eretz. It doesn't mean respect here, so what does it mean? It means the minig of the world, the average way. What Rabbi Shmuel is trying to say is as follows. What happens if a person gets a druk in his head? He has a decent parnosa, and that leaves him a couple of hours a day to learn. So he says, you know what? It's a decent parnosa, but it's not wealth. It's not riches. It's not the highest possibility of success. So I'm going to aim for that. And that, of course, will eat up the rest of your time. But it's minig derech eretz. No, that's not minig derech eretz. because those are yechidim. Rich are yechidim. Derech Eretz is average. For example, a person has a house. So he can have a mansion or he could have a house. A house is Derech Eretz. A mansion, that's not called Derech Eretz. A person can have a carpet on the floor because the floor is cracked. So he puts down a shtickle carpet. Carpet costs X amount of dollars, a normal carpet that everybody buys. And then you could have a carpet, a fancy carpet that comes from Persia and costs tens of thousands of dollars. That's not minig derech eretz. And so on and so forth. So even Rabbi Yishmael, who argues with Rabbi Shimon Yochai and says you should do, but he's also just maskim to do the average. He's not maskim that you should spend your whole life preoccupied with gashmius. So it's the shchein eretz is interesting. It's like a break, B-R-A-K-E, on the B'tach B'Hashem V'Aseitoi. So far, how is the Ramban learning? Let's just summarize. The Ramban says B'tach B'Hashem is referring to trusting that Hashem will help you do, and don't be afraid to do mitzvahs and ma'isim tovim, and don't be startled if you're confronted with a Yetzirah, because like the Gemara, which he doesn't bring, but the Gemara in Sukkah, which we've mentioned a number of times, that every day the Yetzirah is about to devour a person, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has to provide Siyata Dishmaya. So basically, based on that Gemara, there is a constant current of Siyata Dishmaya going on all the time for each and every one of us. So the Pasuk says, you could trust in that Siyata Dishmaya to do things that otherwise you'd think you're not capable of. And the truth of the matter is, it's very remarkable. You look at somebody, a lot of times you have in the yearbooks, and they have this idea of who's the most likely to succeed. And, you know, that's the fellow who could shoot the ball into the hoop, you know, 10 times in a row, and, you know, and then he gets 99s on his tests, and then he just looks, and he's charming, you know, and he's the most likely to succeed. And then later you find out that there's a Chaim Yankel that did unbelievable things. He started this maysid and he did this act of chesed, and it's just mind-boggling, and you would never know. Because you see, what a person is be'etzem is just a potential. And it's like turning on or off switches. And there's tremendous capacity in anybody to do unbelievable things. And it's just a matter of trusting in the siyata d'shmaya that Hashem will be with you. And that you're allowed to trust. Even as the Ramban himself said, to summarize, that to say that I'll do a mitzvah and Hashem will definitely reward me, that you're not allowed to say, except maybe in tzedakah, in certain sense. But other than tzedakah, or maybe mitzvahs that are doimed to tzedakah, that have total flexibility, you can't say, I expect schar. On the contrary, just like iyun tefillah, the negative iyun tefillah, it's ma'orer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's scrutiny to check out your cheshbon in its entirety, and maybe he'll find all kinds of averis as well. So therefore, don't do that. So it's not betach b'Hashem v'asei toiv. It's not asei toiv v'betach b'Hashem on the schar. So what is it? It's siyata d'shmaya. Trust in Hashem when you're about to do the mitzvah, and go into it with all of your might and your ability, and Hashem will make it happen. It's like kilo yezovcha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll be with you and I'll take care of you. So now the Ramban says, and what about the next phrase? Shchein Eretz. So he says, Shchein Eretz is a break, as I said, B-R-A-K-E, that says, don't go off the deep end, and lose yourself totally in asiyas and mitzvahs to the exclusion of your own personal needs and the needs of your family. You definitely have to take care of them as well. Now what's Re'ei Emuna? So he says, V'chakach oimer v're'ei u're'ei Emuna, Shema Toimar, Bishor Shes Asik Bimalachti, Hareini Batal Mitoira for Isik Bidover Harishus. So he says here a very remarkable thing. He says, what about the time that he's Isik Bimalachti? So he says, Re'eyamuna, Al Kain Omar Ure'eyamuna Klaim Hischazik Vishomer, Sheyu Kom Asechabemuna, the Timtsa Shloitia Batal Minatoiva Filusho Achas. You know what he's saying here? The exact same thing that the Rambam, which I have a suspicion he's alluding to indirectly, of course, because he doesn't mention the Rambam, and he doesn't quote the Rambam's psukim exactly, but he's mechaven to the same yisoid, which is the yisoid of Hillel, kol ma'asecha yiyu l'shem shamayim. The Rambam goes so far as to say that when a person is sleeping, and I always point out, not in Shir, when a person is sleeping in his bed at night and he's totally unconscious, he is still Mekayim a mitzvah. How is he Mekayim a mitzvah? If before he goes to sleep, he has the kavana that his sleep will give him the strength, the physical stamina to be able to get up in the morning, Maidani Lufanecha, and start his day of Avodas Hashem. So Kol Ma'is of Yilushem Shamayim turns even the most inert of Matzavim into an act of Avodas Hashem. So this is what the Ramban says here in his own way. He says you'll think Shchein Eretz, so you have to be busy with mundane things, with secular things, with Dvarim Shel Choyl. So how does that get redeemed? He says there's a way of redeeming even that. He doesn't mean that you should sit and learn, especially since, as I point out, what you do for yourself is a different story. You're your own balabas. Then you learn, you may mess up, but it's your messing up yourself. That's all. It doesn't hurt anybody else. But if a person's a worker, he has absolutely no right to engage in Yirah Shamayim at the expense of his boss and of the contract that he made with his boss. So that if a person is mechuyev to work, he cannot take out a daf yomi and say, well, I did enough for today if the boss expects more. Sayin zman and sayin koyach, as I always quote at the end of Hilchos Shchiras, what the Rambam says. So this point, the point that we say over here, that there is an opportunity during work to serve Hashem, does not mean to take a break from the work. Nor does it mean to be busy in your mind away from the work. Because a person has to focus totally on what his responsibilities are. So what does the Ramban mean? He means, why are you working? The answer is, L'shem Shamayim. Why L'shem Shamayim? Because I have to provide. I have to live. I have to function. I have to be able to produce Torah and mitzvahs. I have to have a home. I have to have a wife. I have to have children. I have to take care of my wife and my children. So the Ramban says, if Shchein Eretz, there's an Eitzah, that Shchein Eretz, that Gashmias, Dikir Inyonim, will be able to be redeemed by attaching a purpose to them, which is L'shem Shamayim. So that's what he says. He says, Hareini batal mitayra v'aisik b'davar v'shus. So what's going to be? Kleima hischazik v'hishomer shiyu kol ma'asecha be'emuna v'timtza shloi tehei batal min atoy v'afilu sho'achas. Umilas re'ei l'shnei apirushim miloshoin v'yahavto l'reacha kamoicha v'hu tzivui. Re'ei emuna kleima hischaber ima emuna ha'ol yoyna oi ha'chokma ha'ol yoyna sheshma kishma. And now he's interesting, he goes off into something that he really didn't establish yet ba'arichus, but he says that emuna and chokma are synonyms and they're two sides of exactly the same coin, and that's chavakuk v'midu malachas v'tzadik be'emuna sayichya, that chiyus comes from emuna, and in another place it says chokma techaye ba'aleha, that chiyus comes from chokma. He says emuna and chokma are hainu hach, because it means, well, whatever it means. Kein shomati mipi chosid b'yitzel ben arav agodol b'avraham. In the footnote you have here, that in the Mavoi of Rav Shevel, he talks about this person and the relationship to the Ramban. Let's just finish the next shtickle. Omar HaNovi, V'Omar HaNovi, Bitchu B'Hashem Adayad, Ki B'Ko Hashem Tzur Olam. Right? This is a pasuk that we mention many times. We say it in Birkas HaMazon. We say it, it's a pasuk in Yishayahu. Bitchu B'Hashem Adayad, trust in Hashem forever. Ki b'ko Hashem tzur olamim. So he points out the following. Hiskir Hashem tchila v'chakach omar adei ad. Hamoy redover she'en loy soif. Loy melucho. Ki adei ad shevachu l'Hashem. K'moy ki Hashem el yoy noira. In other words, the word adei ad, he's interpreting, does not refer to your bitachon. It doesn't mean bitchu adei ad b'Hashem. It means trust in Hashem. What kind of Hashem? An adayad Hashem. Like Elyon is a description of Hashem. Noira is a description of Hashem. Adayad is a description of Hashem. He's Ein Sof. He's forever. He's eternal. So bitchu b'Hashem adayad means trust in the eternal Hashem. No, not trust always and forever in Hashem, but trust in the eternal Hashem. Bitchu b'Hashem who is Adayad. He is Adayad. It means that he's forever. It's a pasuk also in Yeshayahu. That's midas hadin. There's a she'amru bebreishis rabba asher agevar shetiasrenu ka midas hadin umitaraschut lamdenu. Hashem eino oimer eloka k'misha oimed lifnei hadin v'hadayon don oisai. V'chein b'midas harachmim shu Hashem anichmad ben dalit oisiyos miyuchadu bekulam v'kulam miyuchadim boy zehu ki beka Hashem tzur alamin. In other words, Hashem you should trust in his midas hadin and his midas harachmim. So Bekah is Midas Hadin, the full Shem Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, is Midas Harachamim, Ki Bekah Hashem, Tzur Olamim, he establishes the worlds, Olamim in the plural, he's the Tzayer of the Olamim in the Midah of Ka, and the Midah of Hashem together. I just want to point out a horror that I always make. Yeshayahu HaNavi, the same Yeshayahu, he says a pasuk that we say in Ashkenazim, we say as an introduction to our Havdalah, Motzai Shabbos. What is that? Hinei keil yeshuasi eftach v'lo yefchad. I'll have bitachon and I will not be afraid. Ki? Ozi v'zimros ka Hashem v'hili lishua. If you'll open up Oz Yashir, what do we say? And this is clearly and absolutely the second half of the pasuk in Yeshayahu that I just mentioned is a quotation from Oz Yashir. What does it say in Oz Yashir? Ozi v'zimras ka, huh? Ozi v'zimras ka, what's after ka? Vayehi, what's missing from the pasuk in Yeshayahu? What did Yeshayahu add? Ka, Hashem, the Shem Havayah. He interpolated, he added in between the words of Oz Yashir an extra Shem Hashem b'miluo yud kei vav kei. And the pshat is that in Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw the tremendous Yad Hashem. This was after he destroyed a big chelik of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, in Makas Choshech. And this is after the world was rid of the Egyptians in Kriyas Yamsuf, and they saw the tremendous power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Midas Hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Midas Hadin is Ozi v'zimros ka v'yihi li Yeshua. That Midas Hadin against the Egyptians was a Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. In Golos, we are not satisfied with that. When we say Shabbos is over, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, and we go back into a very harsh and difficult world, where in many ways the Goyim are reigning supreme, even as we speak. So you don't see the Midas Hadin against the Goyim. So you invoke that Sof Kol Sof, the Midas Harachamim, is going to win in the end for Klal Yisrael, and we will be saved. Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, the God of my salvation, is reliable. Eftach v'lo yefchad. Why? Because Ozi v'zimras ka Hashem v'hili l'shua. When Yud-Kei becomes Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, there's nothing to be afraid of. So that is the reason, the point of saying it Matzai Shabbos, this pasuk, because it's a pasuk that gives us great encouragement even in the most difficult of matzavim. Which is reflected by Matzoi Shabbos. We just lost Shabbos Vayavda Nefash. It's not just Vayavda Nefash. It's the misery of a bitter Golus that we have to go back into. Because as long as there's Shabbos, we have escaped. It's like they don't have Gehenim on Shabbos. We don't have this Gehenim on this earth. Because somehow we're able to escape. We go into another dimension. But Shabbos is over. We have to go back into the world. The world is a very harsh and difficult world. Hain in the time of poverty and then in the time of Nisyonis. But it's a harsh world. It's not the world that we would like to have for ourselves and for our children. So we have bitachon that Hashem will be able to accomplish that. But bizdi Yeshua, dafna my Yeshua. So eftach lo efchot ki ozi v'zimlas ka Hashem v'hili l'Yeshua.